The following program is produced and furnished in conjunction with John Gilroy, managing partner of the Oakmont Group, which is entirely responsible for its content.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy, managing partner of the Oakmont Group. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts about some of the IT trends and challenges facing agencies and industry. Now, your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio today, we have Craig McCullough, Area Vice President, U.S. Federal Sales at a company called Commvault. Craig, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm an old, dyed-in-the-wool radio guy, and when I read Commvault, it makes a whole lot of sense. But when I say it on the air, I just want to make sure the listeners know it's C-O-M-M-V as in Victor, AULT.com. And we're going to talk about all kinds of different things today, including data and security and data protection and disaster recovery and cybersecurity and data management lifecycle. We're going to just bore you to tears when it comes to data. And that's my audience, Craig. My audience is federal IT professionals, and they know that for the last 520 weeks, I bring in a different person. We talk about Oracle, we talk about mobile, we talk about Vitara. I've had everyone in the world in here, Vivek Kundra, Anish Chopra, all kinds of people talking about move to the cloud. And every now and then we may do a little deep dive into specific companies that my listeners may not be aware of, and they may be scratching their heads, and they're going to a trade show, and they see that Commvault. They go, what's Commvault? What's that all about? Communications vault? Is that microphones in a vault? Or what's that Commvault? Oh, I heard that. So, and that's the idea. We want to help our listeners out with some new ideas in the area of IT. But before we begin, tell us about your background. You got a degree in laws and all everything, huh?
Yeah, my background is pretty varied. I haven't met a few people in this industry anyway that have moved around as I have. But I started out basically as a developmental chemist out of college. Wound up going to law school, studying mostly patent law and corporate litigation. Practiced here in the D.C. area for a few years, and then just took a liking to more of the business side of law, and that slowly wound up migrating into actually just planting my feet in business. Started out at a reseller, GTSI, and then moved over to Hewlett-Packard, stayed at Hewlett-Packard for a number of years, and then left Hewlett-Packard to come to Commvault, where I've been for the last almost 4 years now.
Wow, that sounds good. I went to your LinkedIn profile, and your top three skills were listed as data management lifecycle, storage, and storage virtualization. So do you agree? You think that's a pretty good nutshell of your background?
For myself or for Commvault, I think that it's probably accurate for both. I think that myself, like Commvault, we do a lot more than just those three. But yeah, I would say that that's a pretty accurate way to begin a cocktail conversation, sure.
Great. So we're at a cocktail conversation, having a cocktail and talking, and I bump into you and go, hey, Craig, I'm your new neighbor, John, and what the heck does your Commvault do? Something to do with security or a vault? What does Commvault do, and what does it do for my listeners?
Yeah, so Commvault, really we're a data expert company, right? We help our clients become experts with their data. And what I mean by that is people who work, with data or are responsible for data these days face some tremendous challenges. They need to be able to access that data. They need to be able to secure that data. And I think most importantly, they need to be able to make that data actionable at the moment it's relevant. And I would say that that's what Commvault does. In a nutshell, we allow our clients to get value out of their data.
So based up in New Jersey, been in business since about 15, 20 years now, huh?
Yeah, so Commvault actually started in 1988 as a development group within Bell Labs.
That's the connection up there.
Yeah. And then...
I get the falls because Edison up there needed falls for his... I get it now. A lot of falls up there too.
Yes, exactly. And then about a decade later, wound up becoming a part of AT&T and then ultimately incorporated into its own business around the mid-90s. And we've been rolling ever since.
Good. Well, when it comes to IT, my wife and I have rare conversations. We just talk about the kids and, the work list I have in the weekends. But when I mention the word Equifax, she jumps out of her chair and starts screaming. And she just gets really mad, and it involves cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. And I think that appeals to not everyone listen, everyone in the country and everyone listening. And so let's start off with cybersecurity and Commvault and the federal government. Is there an intersection there, or how do you guys work in that community?
Absolutely. And, you know, that all kind of points back to Commvault's history, right? So Commvault started mostly as a backup company, and as that has progressed over the years, you know, we've become much more relevant and, in fact, a key player, in fact, the key player in not only data management, but security management as well. And as you look at how technology, IT in particular, is moving into the cloud, you know, the federal government's adoption of cloud seems to be a little behind the corporate world, but that helps Commvault to be in the perfect position to assist our federal partners in making their move to cloud. So when you talk about security, when you talk about IT security, you brought up Equifax as a great example that's top of mind for everybody right now. And like you and your wife, my wife and I have had conversations over that as well lately.
Yelling and screaming.
you know, it's something that you want to think about. And so the point there is, you know, where you used to think traditionally as backup of something as, you know, you have to save this data, and we may need it, we may not need it later, but we have to have it for a certain period of time. That has changed. That has changed with the cloud. That has changed with the way people are approaching IT, to the point now where you're not really backing up data, and it's that to a point where it's stagnant anymore. It's always relevant. And what was not maybe relevant or actionable yesterday might become relevant or actionable today because of things that are going on. You know, 2 weeks ago, no one was thinking about the data at Equifax as being, you know, a potential issue, but today they are. And so it's important to have not only that data backed up, but accessible, secure, and you know, hopefully in the future be able to look at trends and make judgment calls and predictions before things happen.
Yeah, the predictive analytic part is very, very difficult. Well, one thing I can predict is I can predict that you've got a pretty active website. I was there this morning, and I always look at interactions with customers, you know. And so I went to one of your forums, and I figured, a couple hundred people be chipping in about this. So I went to one of your forums you have there, Maintenance Advantage Forum, and there were 32,000 posts. Now, I've done this a while. And I know one thing, any company that has that amount of interaction with customers going back and forth, what it means is number one, they provide the forum for one thing. Next, they listen and they try to respond. So, you know, this whole idea of moving to the cloud or questioning it or something, it seems like you might be a good place to start asking questions or reviewing the top 20 questions that forum.
Yeah, so the forum is very active. We have a number of very active forums within Commvault. In fact, Commvault is a very client-focused company. We have a strong dev team out of New Jersey, and they react very quickly to specific client needs. That's particularly important in the federal government. My clients in the federal government, each one has a different mission. They each have different needs. And so the ability for my team, my dev team, my CTO to pivot at a moment's notice and to be able to support the mission critical goals of my individual clients is a huge benefit to me and my team.
What about the federal agencies in Miami who have, they're underwater? I mean, hey, our data room's underwater. Now what do we do? And you're looking and trying to figure out what's the plan for disaster recovery? Where's the backup? What's 1, 2, and 3? You want to be able to partner with someone who's going to listen and have some response. It seems like, I mean, I imagine in that last 20 questions, had something to do with problems with backing up with disasters in Texas or Florida.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when we work with our clients, it's not just to the point where, you know, we're providing them software, although we do have the industry's leading software platform for data management solutions. But it's even more than that. You know, if there is a disaster such as we saw with Hurricane Irma coming through Florida, the disasters in Texas with Harvey, you know, if we pre-plan, if we have ensured that the data is protected, if it's accessible, if it's in a cloud-based environment, that is secure and accessible at the moment, you know, it matters from anywhere in the world. That's always only going to be more helpful for our clients.
Let's take a break, come back. We'll talk more about maybe a conference you have coming up, talk about some of your more specific solutions, maybe talking about protecting endpoints and all kinds of partners you have there. If you want to go on Twitter It's at C-O-M-M-V-A-U-L-T. They got 70,000 followers, so something's going on with their Twitter feed. I don't know what. Maybe they're listening and responding, and maybe people asking questions on Twitter about specific problems they have with their servers. Who knows? You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio here, we have Craig McCullough, Area Vice President, U.S. Federal Sales at Commvault. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we have Craig McCullough, Area Vice President, U.S. Federal Sales at a company called Commvault, C-O-M-M-V-A-U-L-T. I was vaulting their success earlier with Twitter. They're all over Twitter. All kinds of action there. So I follow them there and see what's going on. We earlier talked about, you know, in general about the cloud and maybe touched on cybersecurity and Equifax, and I'm all flipped out about people stealing my identity. But I think this transfers to the federal government too, because the transition to a cloud can put people in a precarious situation, can't it?
It can. And, you know, John, I just wanted to say that you joke around about vaulting, but I will say that it's interesting that you picked that word to discuss Commvault, because Jesper Helt, who is our head of HR, actually affectionately calls all of the folks at Commvault vaulters. So,
they're pole vaulters.
So that's pretty funny. But yeah, so the cloud today, you know, obviously is an important top of mind topic. And, you know, Commvault specifically with our clients, you know, our entire goal is to allow and assist our clients in getting value from their data. And that continues in the cloud. You know, previously, consolidation and budget concerns were primary drivers to a cloud migration strategy, and they're still very important. But today, we're also talking about flexibility, security, governance. They are now all equally as important as well. And then, of course, there's scalability. So Commvault can bring value to each one of these areas and ultimately allow our clients to extract the greatest value out of their data at the moment it matters.
One of the guys I read is a guy named Dave Linthicum. I read him for years, and I thought he was in California. And finally, I called him up, and he's in Reston. And so I read him all the time. He talks about the hybrid cloud and the private cloud and the multiple cloud. And he talks about people moving back from the cloud into on-premise. And he talks about all kinds of different things. So there's a whole lot to this checkbox here. Yes, we're moving to the cloud and saving money. It's difficult, and you have to really carefully assess the value. Talk about ROI and the value from data. And so we know we have value, and what risks are involved in moving this to the cloud. It's a complex process.
It is a complex process, and you know it's very on point that there are discussions about moving into a cloud or into a hybrid cloud or sometimes getting out of a cloud-based strategy. And all of this comes to, you know, a migration plan, a plan to migrate either into or out of the cloud. And a lot of spend, a lot of wasteful spend actually will occur when there is not a defined strategy or plan to migrate or adopt into the cloud. You know, there are multiple cloud vendors, and if you don't have a thought out strategy, you won't be able to operate in an efficient manner. And Commvault helps mitigate that risk. It helps mitigate costs by providing a single secure platform that provides a cost effective means for data movement. And it is without regard to whether you are looking at a public cloud, private cloud, on-prem, hybrid, or multiple cloud vendors.
Yeah, and that's the new curveball, is multiple cloud. It's okay, now we're going to have some over at AWS, we're going to have some at Microsoft, and Microsoft's making a very strong play in this. I mean, I'm just amazed at how interesting it is, all kinds of ways. Strategy, value from data. A lot of people may want to learn more, but they are not going to email you, and they're certainly not going to call you. So maybe speaking anyone in the town here, or what's going on? Any face-to-face opportunities for you?
Yeah, a couple of things there. So, you know, you did talk about multiple clouds, and that means multiple management tools. And we are going to be discussing all that at a conference that we're going to be having on November 6th through 8th called Commvault Go. And that's going to be at the Gaylord in National Harbor, Maryland. And that's really what Commvault Go is a current and future users conference. Where we have CXO-level individuals, both from industry and the government. We allow all of our users to get together. It's our largest gathering of the year. Learn more about the direction that Commvault is going in. We have tech talks. We have educational seminars on the software. We have some great keynote speakers. I think this year kicking it off is Robert Swan, who has walked both poles, the South Pole and the North Pole. I've seen him speak, and he is absolutely amazing and very inspirational. And then also near and dear to my heart, also inspirational, fellow pilot is Captain Sully Sullenberger. He will also be speaking at Commvault Go. I am absolutely looking forward to meeting him as well. And we're going to discuss at Commvault Go, you know, our key strategies and how we're helping our clients in, you know, three main areas, I guess: digital transformation, optimizing cloud, and then GDPR. And you had mentioned before that, you know, top of mind is multiple cloud strategies. No one wants to be beholden to one cloud vendor. And that's kind of where Commvault shines. We, you know, we work across all of the cloud vendors. We offer a single management platform. We offer that expertise from migration to management. And that's how we bring value to our client moving to the cloud.
So let's say I go out to the Department of Interior today. I'm sitting on there with project manager, and we're out there in Herndon talking. And what many people do now is they'll type into Google a problem they have. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to encrypt data in SharePoint. What did I type in this morning? I typed in something about, I think, flights to Colorado. I've got to go to a wedding. And so this is a question for you. And so if someone's listening to this and they're managing data in the federal government, they worry about data protection, they worry about, you know, making sure they get the value from the data, whether it's in the cloud or behind a firewall or whatever, what would they type in to find your company? What would be a typical person typing in to wind up at your website and maybe go into one of these questions? Would it be disaster recovery questions? Or would it be protect against ransom? What would you think they type in?
You know, that's a great question, John, and it could be all of them, right? they could type in cloud migration strategy. They could type in disaster recovery. They could type in app development. They could type in data management, security, cloud security, multiple cloud vendors, cloud migration strategy. All of this would apply to Commvault.
Yeah. There's one thing that I'm going to bounce back to moving to the cloud, and I touched on ROI and what's it worth. You know, I think that one consideration one should have is figure out what your IT operating costs are, and if you move to the cloud, if they'll be reduced. If all this, everyone is talking, well, yeah, you save this and save that, and everyone's doing it, and well, just because everyone's doing it there, Craig, doesn't mean it's the right thing. And maybe for 20 people listening, it's the right thing, and 5 people, it's the wrong thing. And so you have to figure out that out, I think, before you jump, don't you?
Yeah, it's important to definitely plan out your cloud migration strategy ahead of time. Look at the costs and benefits. You know, that's something that I was hitting on a few minutes ago, that a well-thought-out cloud migration strategy will reduce, significantly reduce or avoid wasteful spending in the implementation of that strategy. Another thing that I recommend highly, and I talk with all of my federal clients about this, you know, Commvault is going to obviously be very willing to assist in any way we can. That's our business when looking to migrate to the cloud. But one thing I highly recommend is talk to other people that have done it. Talk to your peers. Talk to your colleagues in the federal government. If there are agencies or divisions or departments that you would like to sit down with in the absence of someone from industry, you know, we could probably help make that connection since we work across the federal government. And I've done that many times. I've had some folks that I've worked with within the federal government that have actually become friends, and I've helped them connect with other folks within the government so that they can strategize on programs and plans going forward and learn from each other's experiences. And I think that that's very important. While the industry can bring a lot of education and background and new technology to the table, I think it's imperative to talk to your trusted colleagues within the federal government and get their take on it.
Because sometimes it needs a third party to connect the dots between people. And I've done this many, many times. I had two folks on the I had Isaac Barnes and I had Navroop Mitter in the studio. And you look at them, you wouldn't think there's any two different humans on the planet. But guess what? They were brothers from a different mother. The exact same personality poured into two different humans. It was just, got them in the studio, and that was like, they're like looking in the mirror at each other. You know, they were looking at each other, and one's a Marine, one's a Sikh, and, you know, just different parts of the world. And but boy, they were just so alike. And it takes a, and they looked at me, they said, "How did you know we were so similar?" I said, "Ah, so you never even connected the dots that way." So that's important. I try to do this on the show a little bit. So let's go from connecting the dots to taking a break here. We come back, I'll talk more about maybe protecting against ransomware, the cybersecurity executive order, where your company fits in, and maybe learning more about this whole topic and how people can learn more and what you need to accomplish that task. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, Craig McCullough, Area Vice President, U.S. Federal Sales at Commvault. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we have Craig McCullough, Area Vice President, U.S. Federal Sales at Commvault, and we've been talking about moving to the cloud and some of the opportunities people have and looking at return on investment. And a word that popped up in the discussion was this word optimize. And I come from a liberal arts background, and we normally don't use terms like that. But when I work with developers and math people, they use words like paradigm and optimize. And this is what sciencey guys like you, whether or not you're a sciencey guy, you have a bachelor's degree in biology, right? And they would use these terms like optimize. And so I figure I use it too. So I talked about people how to optimize their LinkedIn profile. And so how can someone optimize, how can a federal agency optimize their move to the cloud?
Yeah, thanks, John. So, you know, I'm in this industry because I like to use words like that.
Oh, I know.
And, you know, otherwise I wouldn't get to. No, but so, you know, with Commvault, a lot of our focus in the cloud centers around optimization of operational initiatives within the cloud. And what I mean by that is we assist our clients in automating their DR operations. We allow them to move to an on-demand activation of cloud services so that they can define kind of data protection requirements and then propel them, project them into each data instance through every cloud provider. And we were talking about a little bit earlier about how there are a number of cloud providers out there. And one of the things that we bring to the table that none of our competitors can really match is the ability to manage across multiple cloud vendors, be your transition strategy into the cloud, also be your transition strategy out of the cloud, and we can help manage your data and derive value from your data in a hybrid environment, on-prem, public cloud, private cloud, you name it. We really focus on avoiding lock-in of any type.
And that is, I think, something that people fail to put in their strategic plan is, what if this doesn't work out? What if, hey, I have a friend who just moved to the Virgin Islands. It worked out great for the first year, and then he didn't have a backup plan.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you may want to go in. And what I have seen, and this may not be true, I've seen people use different cloud services and get sticker shock after the first month. And they went through 6 months of budget in the first month, and they said, Craig, guess what? We're out of budget.
Yeah, any proper planning, and this is not only when you're talking about cloud, but life in general, you know, in business all the time, we talk about, well, what's the plan? What's the strategy? And then there's always an exit strategy. You don't want to just plan for your move into a certain segment or into the cloud, but especially, you know, being the federal government and what the mission goals are for the federal government and the individual agencies within the government. You want to make sure that you have a strong exit strategy so that in the event of a data breach or in some unexpected catastrophic moment, you know and are confident that you can get your data back. You can get it out. You can access it. You can access it in a secure fashion. You can get it to the people that need it most. At Commvault, that's what we spend all of our time thinking about.
Well, you know, I live in a small town, and there's two grocery stores. And guess what? I go to both because I want, you know, I want competition, and I want to be able to be fair, and I want to be able to, if I just said I'm only going to go to store A, and then I'm loyal to that store, and then they go out of business, I'm lost.
Yeah.
Or something happens, or I get price gouged. Maybe that's probably more likely it's going to happen, get price gouged or something like that. And so I think this, what's the word that Bush the Elder would use a prudent. Wouldn't be prudent to put all your eggs in one basket. It would be prudent to maybe have several baskets and know how to get those eggs out of the basket quickly. Have a plan for that.
Yeah, it's all about risk mitigation and planning. You know, I analogize many times life to flying. And when you're flying an airplane, you know, you're not only going from point A to point B, but you're constantly looking at, okay, if something goes wrong, where is the closest airport I could land? What is my exit strategy? What is my strategy to not only survive but thrive in the face of some catastrophic event? And that's how we look at data management and deriving value from your data from a Commvault perspective.
So I have a 30-year-old daughter, and I talked to her the weekend, and she said, Dad, there's this new podcast you got to listen to. You're interested in words. It's called Lexicon Valley. Hey, great, you know? And so a lot of them youngins and me listen to podcasts. And so what do you listen to? What do you read? Blogs? I mean, newspapers? I mean, how do you keep up with this topic?
Yeah, you know, it's there are so many resources out there in order to educate yourself on the direction of the industry in general. I think I tend to gravitate towards Signal Magazine is one of my favorite go-tos. I'll also do user groups, user events. Honestly, and this is not a way to dodge the question, I mean this sincerely. I learn a lot from our clients. You know, even though what I do within Commvault tends to keep me either at corporate or at my offices, my Fed offices in Reston. One of my favorite things to do is to still get out there and sit down with the clients in their space, hear about their issues, what they're looking at, what they're considering, problems they're having. I think that that is probably the best way for me to stay on top of the direction the industry is going, because then I can take that information back and I can research online specific points of information that matter to my clients. And I would say that's a major influence on how I keep myself up to speed in the industry.
And one of the biggest problems for someone like me is just shutting up and taking notes. And what I force myself to, sometimes I'll bring in a digital recorder and I'll just shut up and ask the question and have tape on my mouth or waste paper basket or something, and hard thing. And then I think what you should do, or what people should do, is take advantage of this site you have with your forums. I mean, if someone's asking a question about something, I mean, you're going to have an answer there somewhere, or someone's going to refer or point to a podcast or point to an article or a book or something. I mean, that's what's hard to do is listen, find out what problems are, and then react and try to respond appropriately. And you have such a database, a font of information there. I think you'd almost go back and get answers right there.
Yeah, I mean, and that's exactly it. I mean, if you talk about what I mentioned before, you know, user groups, forums, Commvault Go, these are all excellent ways to stay up in the industry and kind of see the direction that everything is heading in.
So this is Go, like the game, just G-O, that's it?
Commvault Go, G-O, yeah.
Got that.
Yeah.
Before the show, we talked a little bit about the intelligence community, the IC in this town, and I know some people over there, and you know some people over there. And what many don't realize is that there's a lot of innovation that's going on over there. And they just shut up about it, kind of like me not being able to shut up. They're real good at shutting up. Mm-hmm. That's their job. Mm-hmm. And so there is innovation taking place in the intelligence community, isn't there?
There is a tremendous amount, actually. And I do have some very good friends in the intelligence community. And one thing that I find a lot of pride in working and being associated with Commvault is the fact that we do work heavily with our intelligence community, and we are able to provide specific capabilities within our platform that are developed for the intelligence community. I have an intelligence team. They won't talk to me about anything, so I generally don't know what they're doing on a day-to-day basis, but I do take a lot of pride in the fact that I know we are bringing value to the mission of our intelligence community, and that's a big deal for us.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier, value from the data, and can you derive value from the data when it's on-prem? Can you derive value from the data when it's in the cloud? Strategic questions, and so yes, you can derive value from data in the cloud. What if the terms of service change? Can you Can you pivot and modify that? And is the ROI still there? And at what point in time does the ROI go off? I mean, it can be ROI at one point, but it can change over time with amount of information or services that are offered, can't it?
Yes, and that is a loaded topic that we could probably sit here and talk about for a couple of hours. But at a high level, you know, if you're looking at deriving the value from your data, I guess it can all go back to Commvault's early beginnings of, you know, we started as a backup company in the 80s. And we have taken that to the level where we are.
I thought you were going to say backup band.
Yeah, right.
We started as a backup band in the 80s.
No, that was before I went to college. That was definitely before Commvault. You take that data that used to be considered just stagnant. Okay, it would sit in a backup capacity in case you needed it. Well, there's no longer truly stagnant backup data in this day and age. The data is always active. It's always going to be relevant, and you're not really backing it up anymore. You're just storing it in some location or some cloud for when it becomes relevant or actionable. And I think that's the key point. You want to be able to access your data and derive the value from the data the moment it is relevant and actionable.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I have a story from the 1980s that'll be entertaining and involves cybersecurity, and we'll move on after that silly story. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we have Craig McCullough, Area Vice President, U.S. Federal Sales at Commvault. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we have Craig McCullough, Area Vice President, U.S. Federal Sales at Commvault. That is C-O-M-M-V, as in Victor, A-U-L-T.com. Sounds good, hard to write out, but Commvault, real active on Twitter. Hey, I scrolled through their past 50 tweets just this morning. I think that was in the last 2 days or something. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. They got events, so if you want to talk to Craig and grab him and he'll wear his name tag, he's going to the big event coming up in, is it in November? When's this event coming up?
Yeah, it's November 6th through 8th, and it's Commvault Go, and it's basically our largest user conference for our current and future users. It's at the Gaylord in National Harbor, Maryland, and topics will center around digital transformation, cloud optimization for our corporate folks there, mostly the GDPR initiative, chance to talk and rub shoulders with some of our CXO-level federal folks and also from industry as well, and then meet our entire executive staff, our CEO, our COO, our dev team, our CTO. So yeah, it's going to be a great time. We had it last year and it was very successful, and we're expecting bigger time this year.
I finally put together the dots. You know, you're a biology major, you're a lawyer, you're a pilot. No wonder you're interested in Sully, huh? You can probably empathize with him. You're the one who wants to go to that conference to meet Sully. Well, hey, how you doing?
I am not going to deny that.
Well, there we go. That's good. So I got to tell my silly story about continuous monitoring and continuous update and everything else. So I tell my kids that no one believes this. So back in the 80s, what you do is you get a subscription to antivirus software. And what they would do is they would put antivirus software updates on a floppy disk and mail them to you in the U.S. mail. And so you'd get a little floppy in the mail, put it in your floppy drive, and those would be the updates for the current viruses in that decade or in that year. What a different world today, huh?
You know, it really is. And when you talk about security, viruses, data breach, you know, it seems almost, I don't know, simplistic to think about. You would worry about your machine sitting
right.
on your desk.
Right.
It's just back in my day.
Listen there, Sonny. Yeah. We had floppy drives.
Exactly. And that's kind of where we are today, right? We look around and how easy and nice it would be if I only had to worry about my laptop.
But, wouldn't that be great? I mean, just.
But then again, that's kind of what drives industry, and that's what drives Commvault. I mean, we work in that space. We work in security. We work in data management. We work in protecting your data in the cloud, in your data center, at the edge, on your devices. And, you know, it's been an exciting ride, and it's only getting better. And we don't have time on this show to talk about it, but when you talk about access to your data, no matter where you are, implementing AI strategies, you know, looking at future analysis as to what data might be telling you and how to react to it ahead of time. These are all the things that we get excited about.
Well, here's what I think my listeners get excited about is they hear about a new technology like hyper-converged infrastructure, HCI, mm-hmm. and they go, hey, this seems pretty good. It might be something to consider. Now, if they call up a vendor, mm-hmm. and what's the vendor going to say? They call up a Ford dealer. Yeah, Ford F-150 is the best truck in the world. Well, I expect them to say that. And so it is hard, I think, for my listeners to get a detached, reasonable approach to HCI. And so maybe you're the guy to grab and go, hey, Craig, you know, you got this pretty good background. What about HCI? When should I use it? And should I combine it with your product and why? And then's the whens and whys. And I think that's what conferences allow people to do is they can say, hey, Craig, I heard you on the radio. I want to corner you here for 5 minutes, and I'm thinking about this HCI thing. And is it good or bad? Should I move it? And does it have anything to do with your product? And maybe it should, maybe it shouldn't. I think you would give them advice. It sounds like a lawyer again. You give them advice whether or not it involved Commvault, it would seem to me.
Yeah, I mean, a hyper-converged infrastructure is a definite focus for many of our clients. It brings scalability. It brings increased adaptability, especially when you're looking at storage or a cloud-based environment. From a Commvault perspective, you know, we don't consider hyper-convergence as limiting in any way. In fact, we work with most of the HCI providers. By way of example, Nutanix, Acropolis Hypervisor, we work with their hypervisor exclusively. We also are capable of working with other hypervisors, most of the major hypervisors throughout the industry. So one thing Commvault focuses on is allowing our clients to maintain and capitalize on being agnostic, being vendor agnostic. And that's true whether you're talking about hyperconvergence, whether you're talking about cloud, whether you're talking about storage in the data center. We approach everything from the standpoint of, you know, avoiding that vendor lock-in. And I think that's important to consider when you're looking at any part of a data management strategy.
Well, to use the vernacular of the street, you don't have a dog in that fight.
Yeah.
I got three or four dogs. And I was talking to this guy named Bob Smith from F5 Networks, and doesn't live far from me. He has one of these dogs that's part Catahoula hound dog. And, there's some good things about that dog, some bad things about that dog. And it's a very, very big athletic dog. It can catch frisbees in the air, and it weighs 40, 50 pounds. But there's some certain aspects of that dog that aren't good. And so speaking of dogs and the fight is that it may be a right fit for this person but not a right fit for that person. Or for your particular situation, sir, well, maybe this is the right package, but, you know, we're not, you know, locked in, and it may be the right fit. And believe me, I don't want you to come back in 6 months and say, hey, Craig, you screwed up on that decision, and now I look like a fool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Where do you think it's all heading in the next 5 years?
You know, that's something that's exciting to think about. I mentioned briefly before about AI and the ability to do predictive analysis. From where I sit, some of the exciting conversations are centered around being able to access and reach data as if it were in a central repository without regard to what theater or data center the data is sitting in, and then being able to take that data and do some predictive analysis on it. Right now my mind is thinking about unmanned aerial, UAVs and all the data they'll collect and all the data that they do collect. And if you are able to take that data, access it from a central repository, no matter where it was collected from, and then do some predictive analysis on it and make some best educated guesses as to what some of our fighting forces might want to do from a positioning standpoint or a proactive instead of a reactive standpoint to head off any events. I think that these are the things that we're going to be talking about more and more. And as compute power continues to get more powerful, when we start looking at different ways to process information beyond just the microchip, I think these things you know, are really going to be the topics of conversation going forward. I mean, we have unmanned aerial vehicles, but I'm sure 15 years from now, we'll all be in some sort of a driverless car, right? 15, 20 years from now, they'll be on the street. At least I would hope. And I think that all of this data, this creation of data, when tied to AI and predictive analysis, is going to be, you know, at the top of everyone's mind and starting some very exciting conversations, not only around the Beltway here, but across the globe.
You know, I'm in the classroom all the time with 30-year-olds, and floppy drive jokes, that doesn't work. But what works in my classroom is drone racing. Oh, yeah. And what works is exactly what you said. Give me a hard problem. No. Give me a real hard problem. No, come on. You need better than that? And the hard problem is geospatial information that's changing with time, and there has to be an actionable decision that's made within a certain time frame. And it ain't good enough tomorrow.
Yeah.
And this is what challenges, I think, talk about the millennials all you want, but they just want the hard challenges. That simple thing, hey, I don't want to floppy, that's an old joke. Let's talk about something. Let's talk about this rapidly changing environment. What are you going to do now? And what's going to happen in 5 minutes? It's just very difficult.
One of my favorite conversations is talking about, you know, what can't you do at this time, right? What can you not do at this moment? And I was recently in a meeting with some folks that I've become close with over the last decade at DEA, and you know, just a very easygoing lunch discussing things that they would like to do with technology that they are currently not able to do because the technology just isn't there, and it certainly did not center around Commvault specifically, but it was a more broad conversation. And those are the conversations that I really enjoy having, because those are the conversations that drive innovation. I can go back and talk with my folks at InDev and talk with them about the visions, the thoughts, the focus that people have 5 years out or so. And that's the kind of thing that is exciting.
We're running out of time here, unfortunately, Craig. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'd like to thank my guest, Craig McCullough, Area Vice President, U.S. Federal Sales at Commvault.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy, Managing Partner at the Oakmont Group. Download this show or any of our weekly programs anytime at federalnewsradio.com. Search Federal Tech Talk.